Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, GMN Gregory News Network. Coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Today is Friday, April 1st, 2016. It is 3 p.m. Pacific time right now here on the western seaboard of the United States, and 6 p.m. Eastern time. Passover is coming up. We just celebrated Easter, and I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. And God bless you all. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. And in a few moments, I'll be reading out of the Word of God, the Bible. I've been on the air since 1999. In the beginning, my show was called The Earthquake Show, which is now GNN, Gregory News Network. I talk about everything under the sun on my network and show since 1999. Also, you can catch my YouTube broadcast. That's television on the internet worldwide. Go to Google, put in GNN, Gregory News Network, and it takes you right there. A special shout out to my ex-wife, Christy. Christy, I still care about you. I still love you. And I always will. And, well, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this live broadcast, 15-minute live broadcast. And if you don't catch it live, you can go to my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr., and listen to it anytime. It's a podcast. Also, you can go to Twitter at Gregory of News. That symbol, GregoryOfNews. It's a beautiful day here in Southern California. The sun is out. It's warm. Beautiful day. What do you think about Donald Trump? I like Donald Trump for president of the United States. You know, he's not perfect, but I like him. You know, he takes a stand for things. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And now I'm going to read out of the Word of God, the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in the time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings, by pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. Excuse me. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. Ye are not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. Now for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye also enlarged. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. That was 2 Corinthians chapter 6, ladies and gentlemen. And this is just a 15-minute live broadcast, and I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast worldwide here on the internet. And God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the righteous Son of God, before it's too late. If you need to contact me, you can on my cell phone, 904-575-8797 after this broadcast. 904-575-8797. Or you can email me, quakeman30 @gmail.com. Quakeman30 @gmail.com. I'm here at a Starbucks coffee here on Ventura Boulevard here in the Sherman Oaks area. I'm not too far from Sherman Oaks. And so what do you think about the United States presidential race going on? Who do you like? I like Donald Trump. You know, I'm a Republican. And I like Donald Trump, you know. And I think he would be a good president. Yes. And also, what do you think about what's happening in the Middle East? Do you think it's a good situation? Or, you know, a lot of people are saying that World War III has begun. How do you feel about that? Let me know. Give me a call, 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. Also, a special shout out to Cornerstone, my friends at Cornerstone. As I was mentioning, the other day I went to Cable Radio Network in Sunland, California, spoke to Paul Stern. He's a friend of mine. And very soon I might be having some more shows at Cable Radio Network. In the meantime, I'm still here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. Now, I've been thinking to take my 21-speed bicycle across America. I'm not sure if I'm going to do it or not. But keep me in your prayers. I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be here in Los Angeles. I'm not sure. I'm seeking God. And now, remember, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Stand by. Still got about 7 minutes left of this 15-minute live broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. Are you prepared for your next emergency situation? More Christians are suffering martyrdom. What just happened not too long ago in Pakistan? Some ISIS terrorists exploded a bomb on Easter and killed 65 Christians. Over 300 were injured. It's horrible what's happening to Christians around the world. You know, and it's not right what's going on. And, you know, Christianity, you know, we believe in peace, you know, reconciliation to God. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins, and you have a home in heaven someday. And coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. I've been on the air since 1999, that's 17 years, and I'm glad to being on the air and getting the word of God out. I'm a preacher. This is Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and I'm glad you're listening to my broadcast here on Blog Talk Radio. If you ever want to make a contribution of any kind for this Christ-centered ministry, much appreciated. And God bless you. $10 or higher, much appreciated to keep this ministry going. Now remember, John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God bless the children around the world. Amen. And, you know, my wife and I, when we were married, we tried to have children, but we never had any children. Children are a gift from God. Yes, they are. And, you know, God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. They sinned against God. God forgave them. They repented. And they God commanded them to have, you know, children. And thousands of years later, here we are. We're descendants of Adam and Eve. Yes, we are. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, God is good. He gives us the oxygen to breathe, food to eat, people to care about. God is good. He supplies all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Yes, he does. God is in control. God is in control of everything. Now, God gave mankind free will, either to do good or evil. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Repent means turn away from your sinful way, believing and trusting in the Lord. And he will receive you. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And he will save your soul, and you'll have the blessed assurance to know you're going to heaven when you die instead of hell. Hell's a real place. It's a burning, fiery place. You don't want to go there. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He had his earthly ministry, and he was crucified on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He died on the cross of Calvary. He was then buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, and he arose by the almighty power of God on the third day. The Lord Jesus Christ is alive. He's alive forevermore. And one day he's coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness, in great power and great glory. Stand by. Going to be wrapping up pretty soon, ladies and gentlemen. This is only a 15-minute live broadcast, and God bless you all. God is good, ladies and gentlemen. I say this sometimes on my show. God is so good, he puts up with me. Yes, he does. That's how great God's love is. God is so good, he puts up with us all. That's how great God is. The Lord Jesus Christ, in God the Father, in God the Holy Ghost, he's the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords. And he is alive forevermore. He arose from the grave over 2,000 years ago. 90 seconds to go of this live broadcast, and I'm glad you're listening to Tribulation Baptist Church, and I'm the pastor. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the owner, only owner of GNN Gregory News Network and shows since 1999. Coming down to the last minute of this live broadcast, and like I said, if you don't catch it live, you can go to my Facebook at James W. Gregory Jr., and you can listen to my broadcast anytime you like. Also, you can go to Twitter at Gregory of News, at symbol GREGORYOFNEWS. Going to be wrapping up, and listen, you all have a great day. God bless you and keep you, and make his face to shine upon you. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Call upon him and say, Lord, I know I'm a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I know I deserve punishment, but Lord, have mercy on my soul. Save my soul. And he will do so. Well, listen, you all have a great day. God bless. And I'll be signing off for now. It's 10 seconds to go. My name is James William Gregory Jr. This is Triple H and Baptist Church. GMN Gregory the Gentleman coming to you here live on blogtalkradio.com/WakeMan70. Take care for now.